Today's daf in Masechet Shviit Yerushalmi, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh, is daf Lamed Daled, and we got up to the Halakha of Mishnah at the beginning of Perek Menot Shoah, which is right at the bottom of the Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. So we move on to talk about the dinim of when the Kedusha Shvias, the last thing that we had learned in the previous parak, was the tremendous darg of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that's expressed in Kedusha Shvias, and the way that people were Meisur Nefesh for the love of Eretz Yisrael, and how much it meant to them, and the excitement and the inability to control oneself when you're right about to enter into Eretz Yisrael, and so on. So moving on to discuss at what point particular peres are defined as being kodesh b'kedusha shviyas. So generally speaking, as you know, we've talked about going according to the chanata. We say that those peres that are nechenatim during shviyas have the din of the kedusha shviyas. The question is, at what particular point during shviyas? So that we're going to be talking about Tu B'Shvat, the inyanim of Tu B'Shvat, and how that's koveya, or the inyanim of Rosh Hashanah for some meaning, that's going to be introduced here in this parak called Benot Shuach. Now, what exactly Benot Shuach is, always we're told that Benot Shuach is a type of fig, but it's a whitish-colored fig. But it really is a type of fig. Okay, in terms of the scientific botany over here, it may not be considered to be a real member of the fig family, but for all intents and purposes, all of the Rishonim call it a whitish fig. So that those were the Benot Shuach. And what's unique about them is that it takes them 3 years to mature, meaning including the first year, the part of the first year. So they only reach maturity in the third year. So because of that, Shvi'it Shelehem Shnia, it turns out that the second year of Shemitah, the ninth year, in other words, from the previous Shemitah, is the time when they mature. So they only become Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviyas because of the fact that they started growing during Shviyas, and they will complete their growth in the second year. That's when they have the Kedusha Shviyas. Shehino Soto Shloshanim, because they mature at the end of a three-year maturation process. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, HaParsiyot, again, what are Parsiyot? Big questions as to botanically, what are Parsiyot? They may be a completely different mean. Most of the Mefarshim here say Parsiyot is another type of fig. Many of the Mefarshim say Parsiyot are not figs, they're dates. But the bottom line is that they are the only other example, Tainas Rabbi Yehuda, where you would think that their Shviyas would be like anything else. But those things, Shviyat Shalem, is b'motzoi shviyas, sheheino sot b'shtei shani. Normally, things which are chonet b'shviyas are actually nigmar and shviyas. But these take 2 years, and because of that, it's only in the next year that they are going to be kodesh b'kedusha shviyas. Amru lo, the chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda, it's not true. Lo amru, the chachamim only said this did of delayed onset kedusha shviyas, only with benot shuach. And not Parsiyot, because basically, as we'll see later on, they found that the Parsiyot growing in Eretz Yisrael are actually Osot Bishnatam. And we'll see later on in the Gemara that there were these Parsiyot growing in Tzipori, and there were Parsiyot growing in Tveria, and that each one was basically responding to the botanical data from around themselves. Says the Gemara, so now we're holding, as I said, in the fifth parak, and we're holding on daf Lamed Dalid, Omed Aleph. Benot Shuach. So when we say Benot Shuach, it wasn't even clear to the Gemara what exactly are Benot Shuach, and they identified it with a Greek term, which, again, there's all kinds of hasharot as to what that means, Pitiraya. Again, Dr. Felix says that Pitiraya is a completely different tree and has nothing to do with the trees we've been talking about, namely the dates and the figs. But, okay, as I said, in both Bavli and Yerushalmi, the assumption is that Benotroach are a type of Te'ina. Now, when you say that they are 3 years in maturation, what do you mean? Do you mean that the tree produces only once every 3 years? Or do you mean that the tree continually produces fruit and they stay on the tree for 3 years? So, in other words, what you'll find is at the same time you have trees, you have a tree that is carrying fruit that were just nechmat, which is, of course, something that figs do. They are a strange kind of tree because they mature in so many different stages. You get figs every day off of your tree. So is that what's happening here? Is it b'chol shana v'shanayin osot and they just stay on the tree? Or is it only once every 3 years that they actually produce? Answer the Gemara, no, they produce continually. B'chol shana v'shanayin osot, it's just that it takes the fruit 3 years on the tree to be finished. Ela she'en perotein migamrim, ela li'achar shalosh shanim. So then, how would you know? Ketzad hu yodea. I mean, how can you be sure at what point? I mean, you can't just look at it and be absolutely sure that you could tell the difference between the fruit that's in its second year plus and one that's in its third year. I mean, how would you know? So says Rabbi Yonah, you tie a string on it. So then you'll know. As soon as it came out, you tied a string on it. And those that have the string, when you see them, 3 years later, those are the ones that are Shvius ones. Tani Shmuel. Shmuel brings a brisa that says he doesn't seem to like strings because, after all, they're easy to fall off. Tochev ben kisamim. What you do is you put little pieces of wood into them, put splinters in them, and that way it stays there. And you're not going to make a mistake of treating something without Kedusha Shvius or vice versa. Now, of course, this is nogea not only the chiyuv of Kedusha Shvius, because we need to establish whether something is a shana rishana or shniya, or whether it's a shana shlishis or a shana shishis, in order to know the difference between maiserani and maisersheni that we're going to be taking from the tree. So the same shear that we have is going to be very much nogea the dinim of meiser. So we need to know, okay, at what point does the year flip between meiser rishon and between meiser sheni and meiser ani? And we also need to know at what stage of maturation of the fruit do we go according to in determining what year it's from. So we have the brayta, which we know, because we learned this in Rosh Hashanah, the second Rosh Hashanah. This is our famous bright about the Tu Bishvat. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, Ilan shechanat kodem chamishasar bishvat. So if you already had a chanatas, you had the first formation of a pre that you could see before Tu Bishvat, so then it's considered to be part of that previous year's growth. But if it only reached Chanata level La'achar Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, then it goes according to the next year. Okay, so then that means we're always going to see Tu B'Shvat as the changeover between the growth of 1 year, the previous year, up until Tu B'Shvat, even though it's after Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't matter. We see this as being the growth of the previous year. And if it's after Tu B'Shvat, we see it as being the growth of the next year. Said Rabbi Nechemya, in a brayta, Tani Amar Rabbi Nechemya. When is this true? Vamed varim amurim. This is only true, b'ilan sh'oseh shtei giranot bashana. So where you have type of trees, where you collect the fruit at different stages in the year. Okay, so we talked about the Benot Shuach fig trees in general. I mean, they've got fruit that could stretch over many, many months. Essentially, you can get two completely different, sometimes you can get two completely different harvests from a tree. So there, yes, we have to distinguish between the ones that are going to be fully finished before Tu B'Shvat and the ones where we have a second harvest that is after Tu B'Shvat. That makes sense. But if you're talking about a tree that basically you collect one time in the year. So let's say you've got an olive tree, tamarim, charuvim. So over there, if you have a crop that is coming in around Tu Bishvat, you can't have some of the crop being considered to be Meiser Oni and some of the crop being considered to be Meiser Sheni. We already saw that, remember, when we were talking about the din of kitnias and why it is that we were koveya to go buser hashrasha, or the cases where you go buser shlish of the gidol. So we had all of those different stages. Remember that the reason the Gemara said it was the diak in the pasuk maaser echad atanot habashana velo shnei maasrot. So therefore, if you hold like the shitas, now this is not the Rambam shita, but if you hold like the shitas who hold that the peres, the dinim of peres, are considered to be a derabbanan when it comes to meiser, because only the actual dogon tirosh v'yitzar would be chayav a meiser diraisa. So the same way that we said before that you are able to be koveya according to the rabbanan in such a way that we would not have things that are partially from one year and partially from another year. So there we were koveya that you do it at one particular time. So we will wait, but that would be because it's all only to be midrabbanan. The question is, what would you actually say according to the sheet of the Rambam? Well, that was the Arisa. Let's take a look at this at the sugya inside. So Amar Rabbi Nechemiah, b'med dvarim amurim b'ilan shu oseh shtei granot. I forgot to press the MP3 recording. Okay. Shtei granot bashana, but anila netzos gran echad bashana, af api shechandu kodem lizman hazeh, harein kevatid lafo. We're not going to have a split crop. And basically, if you've got a field, you've got a tree that's coming in also after Tu Bishvat, then we wait for all of the fruit to come in, and the Rabbanan have a right to say that we'll wait until afterwards. Okay, so it's not quite clear what it is that Rabbi Nechemiah is saying. Is he saying that we don't go Basar Chamata at all, and that instead we're Koveya, one of the other Shiurim, like, let's say, Shlish, like we did, we talked about when we were dealing with Tvua and when we were dealing with Kitnias, and we said, where we have this problem, we create other Shiurim, maybe Ashrashan, in the cases of Kitnias and so on. So if Lamaisa, you change the din, you say, okay, so let's go Basar Shlish. So if you would go Basar Shlish, then basically it would always be going according to the next year. So that's a simple way of saying that they changed the time, and they said that you don't go Basar Chanata. The question, however, could also be entirely different, because you could change either the stage of the fruit that you're going according to, or you could change the time of the year that you're going to. So either they change the stage from Chanata to something else, let's say Shlish, or they change the time of the year that's Koveya, the flip over from Tu Bishvat to Rosh Hashanah, meaning in Tishrei. If they changed it in Rosh Hashanah, then basically everything is going to be going according to the next year, because even if something came out before Tu Bishvat, it obviously came out after Rosh Hashanah. So that would be a different, completely different way. There, afa pishachantu kodim lizman hazeh, harehen katid lavo. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, look, I can tell you the minig. The minig is that, you know, let me start a recording over here just in case we have a problem. The minig is, says Rabbi Yochanan, nahagu b'charuvim k'Rabbi Nechemiah. Basically, Rabbi Yochanan understands that we go basar shlish, and that because of that, you should know that people are actually noyeg that way, and it ends up that all of the charuvim are going to be according to the next year. How could you say that? Didn't we just have it in a Mishnah that Benot Shuach, Shviit Shalem, is Shniyas, the second year of Shviyas, meaning the ninth year. Why? Sheino Sot L'Shlosh Shanim. Now, according to you, why? How does that make any sense? Al Da'atach, Masha Asu B'Shviit, Yehu Shviit, if you hold that you go Boser Shlish, and that that's the thing that's Koveya, so then why would we have said such a thing? Whatever was during Shviyas was after Rosh Hashanah, by definition. And therefore, it would only be the sixth year, where over there we would say it would be 3 years would come into the second year. But over here, if it was just Chonut, then it would be actually not sufficient. It would be already the next year's growth. But you're talking about Shlish. So then, how do you explain the fact that we seem to be going according to the Hanukkah? Because they actually are not going, if they started to have a Hanukkah in Shviyas, they are not going to reach Shlish Gidulam that year because it takes them 3 years to mature, right? So that would mean that only the ones that reach a Shlish during Shviyas, those are the ones that you would have to worry about, and you're talking about the Hanukkah. And Rabbi Yochanan was quiet. He didn't argue. Omer Rabbi Bon Bar Kahana, I don't understand. To me, I'm shocked. How does Reish Lakish ask a stupid question like that to Rabbi Yochanan? And Rabbi Yochanan actually was quiet. He could have easily said, Yatvine, why didn't he say, Ana Amar Charuvin, Vat Amar Benot Shach, what are you, crazy? I said a halacha that Nogu B'Charuvin, and you ask me for Benot Shruach. What does one have to do with the other? We said, though, there's a difference between those meaning. I talked about Minhagim, and you tell me, well, the halacha is not like that. Did I ever tell you that's halacha? I said people are Noe. Ana Amar Rebbe Nechemia, and I was telling you, I'll leave it to Rebbe Nechemia. Rebbe Nechemia was the one who was Mechadish, that there's a new shear where you have these long-term different crops. And you're talking to me about the Rabbanan. There's not one thing in your question that makes the least bit of sense. That's what Rabbi Yochanan should have said. Now, if Rabbi Yochanan was quiet when Reish Lakish asked him this, then that means we do not understand what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. I mean, because on the surface, the way I took it, it's absolutely ridiculous. So in other words, you're forced to say that in Rabbi Yochanan's point of view, there is no difference between Charuvim and Benot Shoach. There is no difference between something that he would have said as a minhag and the halacha. And there's not even a difference between Rabbi Nechemia and the Rabbanan. So in other words, despite the fact that I was talking about Charuvim, and Charuvim is clearly, even the Rambam brings Beferish, that even though he holds that fruit in general is a diraisa, the Rambam says Charuvim are definitely not diraisa because most people don't eat charuvim. So therefore, there's no reason why I should give them a different time for the stage of Meiser that should be different than Benot Shuach. Basically, if we're going to give it the Rabbanan Shir, we'll give it the same as the diraisa. And when I say that the minig, it means that I only allow a minig if it's up the halacha. Well, you think I would have supported a minhag that isn't based on halacha? And I don't even believe there's a machlokes between Rabbi Nechemia and the Rabbanan. I believe that when Rabbi Nechemia came along and he said, Bamed Dvarim Amurim, he was explaining the Chachamim. He was not arguing the Chachamim. So therefore, if you can prove to me that even where you have one actual harvest off of a tree, that it goes according to Chanota, so then I don't know how to answer it. So I was quiet. So in other words, they are going according to, apparently, the time that things go to the Shlish. And that's what Rabbi Nechemia meant, which means that Benot Shoach are going to be according to the Chanota, we said, and that wouldn't be correct, according to the way he understood Rabbi Nechemia. But there's a way of explaining it. And in Bavel, Taman Amrinan, they say that what actually Rabbi Nechemia was referring to is not the difference between Shlish and Chanot. And Rabbi Nechemiah was actually going according to Chanot, but he changed the time from Tu Bishvat to Rosh Hashanah. That was what was happening. So Taman Amrina, Ilan Shechanat Kodem Rosh Hashanah Shel Olam, meaning before not Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanot, but Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei is what he was referring to. There it's Mitaser L'Sha'avah. So if it had Chanata before Tishrei, so then it's considered to be off of the past year. If it comes after Rosh Hashanah, even though it's before Tu Bishvat, then it's Mitaser Le'aba. And he was not saying that the point of maturation is different, the difference between Chanata and Shlish. We always go according to Chanata. What he meant was that where does it say in the Braita that you go according to Tu Bishvat? That's Dafka, where you have one yield of the tree before Tu Bishvat and another yield of the tree after Tu Bishvat. But if you don't have separate yields, then we go according to Rosh Hashanah Be'echad B'Tishrei. Ha'itiv Reb Yudin Bar Palya Kumei Rabbi Yaina. But it's not true what you're saying. Because Charuvim are Chantin Kodim Rosh Hashanah Shalolam Ve'im Mitasrim Abba. It's true that actually normal trees are always certainly going to get the Chanata only after Rosh Hashanah. But it isn't true when it comes to Charuvim, and Rabbi Nechemiah said that Charuvim go according to the Shana Haba'ah. He listed that when he said the type of trees like, he mentions Charuvim beferish. Well, Charuvim actually get to a very early Chanata. Not true. He doesn't know what the Chanata of Charuvim are. Apparently, Reb Yudin didn't hear what we talked about yesterday. That Charuvim, the Chanata, is the Shilshulan. And therefore, they have a completely different stage of Chanata, which indeed is also after Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei. And remember, we spoke yesterday about whether that refers to the formation of the female pistils that are that way, or it's the branches that are dragged down, or the fruits that hang down low. But whatever it is, it's much later than the first time you see a bud, which would be the what he thought Chanata was. And that indeed is before Rosh Hashanah. Okay, gentlemen, that concludes our daf in Masechet Shviyos, and I hope gives us some greater hope for hearing Besuras Tovas, Yeshuas V'Nechamas, and may it be the day in which Kadosh Baruch Hu's Moshiach is Amo, Mevarech is Nechalasot, Re'em V'Nasim Ad Olam.